camera. It's all there.
This one's to all you punk boys.
Here we are. Welcome to WMFO in Medford. My name is Nate. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. We got a couple guests here. Couple of good old Southern boys.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah? That's what I'm talking about. Who are you? Tell me, just like,
who are you, man?
I'm Luke Downs, junior here at Tufts. I know Nate, and I just met Anton. So.
Fresh relationship.
Yeah,
it's a fresh relationship. We got a whole bunch of music. We got music from Anton. We got music from maybe me. We got music from Luke.
Sure, why not?
You're talking about Kurt Vile all week, man. That's yeah. You're right where you need to be headspace wise. So this is gonna be a heck of a time. Stick around. 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. If you want to call in 855-915-WMFO, especially if you work for
whatever
Clorox. We got one of those friends down there.
Do we?
Yeah, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That guy.
Or anyone in Texas. If you're down there making plastic, I know that you're listening. You're making trioxane. Hey. It's a big time audience. This is a bit, you're in it, Luke, now.
Here's more on that.
This is it. More on that later.
Alright.
First song. Me. Alright. Let's do it.
decades to decisions. from a text 2 words away. I drink some wine, I feel mostly okay. But even if it's not my fault, I can't quite shake the small dark thought that I make this worst place. Thank you.
Hey, we're back in here. You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO, and I'm joined by Mr. Luke, by Mr. Anton.
He's still here.
Still here, yeah, I know. What did we listen to? It was Cruel World by Fanagram, and then three songs from Anton.
That's true. First one was by The Shoes, called Time to Dance. Until this week, I thought that song was from like 2003. Turns out it's not. It's from 2012. And then, I'm looking at the screen because I forgot. Oh, Bayo with I Was Born in a Marathon. Little Vampire Weekend sidebar.
Wait, it's not Ross Dam Vampire Weekend?
No, it's the other guy from Vampire Weekend that's not Ross Dam.
Ezra?
Or the drummer or Ezra.
Oh, the bassist.
Yeah.
He's Bayo. A big Tottenham fan, I know. I forget his name, but
all right. Luke knows more about this guy than me.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, Luke. You're bringing a lot to the show.
I forget his name.
His name's Bayo, Chris Bayo.
Oh,
he's a big time name. How do you know? Like, what?
I read his wiki page one time. I don't know.
Someone linked in the Tottenham Hotspur.
I just don't. Yeah, I know he was wearing the jersey at a show or something. I forget.
That's pretty sick. Yeah. Wearing like an old soccer jersey while playing a musical instrument at a show.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
big time.
Power move.
Yeah. That's a power move.
I definitely like you if you do that.
Wow. Is that a blanket statement?
Yeah. No, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. And then Friendly Fires, Heaven Let Me In. That song is new.
The song is pretty good.
It's not even in the system, I noticed.
It was not in the system. We had some Friendly Fire stuff in the system. This was not it.
Wow.
There we go.
Yeah, anyway, we're thinking about taglines for the show. Anton had this pretty straight-up story about justifying. I mean, I don't know if the other listeners out there. I know we got Haley's listening. What up, Haley? Listening to us at work, and
yeah, almost Friday.
Almost Friday.
R.I.P.
You gotta come back, Haley. Come back as a zombie into the world of WMFO. She was a senior last year, and she was the former general manager.
Oh, okay.
Of like the whole radio station.
Cool.
Yeah.
WMFO history lesson here.
Yeah, exactly. You don't even know. You don't even know who had the giants who have gone before us.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Anyway, we were just talking about taglines for the show, and Anton in his story said, you know, I listen to WMFO because I need this for productivity, and that's how you justify it to your boss if they're like blocking the website.
Yeah.
And Fast and Loose, I need this for productivity. That's a good one. Another tagline that I think would be just as good. I was at a party recently, and it was pretty late, and the guy who was hosting the party just goes, he has a big old bag of Doritos. He's like standing over a coffee table, like right in the middle of the whole thing, and he just goes, "This is my party. Everybody eats." And then he like tore open. I'm holding the bag. If you can imagine, like a football. Okay, so he is like top hand is on the top and bottom hands bottom, and like grabs it and like rips it open. Like shago,
flies everywhere.
It flies everywhere, and like all the chips fall into the table. And like you just all start eating the chips, you know, because that's all.
Chips are on the table, man.
Chips.
Open season.
So that's where we're at. That's where we're at. We got some music, more music from Anton, music from Luke. Yeah.
Coming
you got
out.
It.
I'll throw you in there.
What do you got? I mean, ready? Just do you got a phone? I mean, you want it?
Sure. Yeah.
I can throw you in there. Yeah.
I can put one on here. Yeah.
We'll do that. Yeah. Sure. We'll play some music and then we'll play some more music. That's what we're gonna do. That's
Perfect.
The plan. All right. Stay with us. Hey, here it is. We're back. Listening to WMFO in Medford. The show is fast and loose. I got Luke and Anton here.
Still here.
Present. We got Haley's texting us. She might be on the show soon, you know? Because this is one of those things where, like...
People show up.
People happen. People are there.
Yeah,
people send texts. Tara. Hey, Tara. You're engaged in the situation. And engaged, actually, right?
I don't know. You tell me.
Are you, like, not...
I'm not tapping.
You're not keeping up. Hey,
you
Tara,
just tapped in?
Reach out to Anton.
Hit me up.
Tara's...
It's been a while.
Tara's another friend of ours from Tech. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Luke is from Atlanta. Didn't go to Tech. Goes to Tufts. And just, you know...
I get some of the jokes, but not the Tech ones.
Not the...
Nobody does.
Yeah. It's okay. It's all we got.
Yeah.
It's all we got.
My mom's listening. She's on the beach in Mexico. She's tuned in to WMFO. That's commitment.
There you go, man. So these songs that you picked out, Luke, these are for Anton's mom.
Wow.
Like earlier when you were talking about picking songs, I was like, hey, Anton's mom's listening. And you were like, I got just the thing.
Yeah, exactly. We're going worldwide. Mexico.
International.
International, yeah.
Think about that.
This has been an internationally recognized show for some time now. Because I know for a fact Anton has listened to this in other countries.
You just can't sleep when you're like in that... apartment in Rotterdam. So you just throw on Fast and Loose.
Some stupid thing like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. This exists forever now. So it's in the archive. So you can go back and listen to this forever, Luke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You'll never escape this. You'll be running for office and they're going to bring this
They'll
up.
Find some dirt. Somehow.
Yeah, this is the dirt.
I don't think I've said anything like.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you say it, but it's one of those like now that you've been on the show, anything that I do on the show, past or present,
that's true,
like that's going to come up later, you know, and it's like.
Somehow they'll connect it to
everybody
me, yeah.
Eats, huh, Luke?
Yeah.
Are you a socialist? You know, is that your policy on running? we listened to Gatorade by Charlie Blitz, Your Domino by Jesse Ware, Keep Moving by Jesse Lanza. That's Jesse with a Y, J-E-S-S-Y, and then Whatever I Want by Colleen Grant, which is
Colleen Green. Yeah.
Which you said about that song.
It's my life. That's my life. Not motto. What is it? Mantra. That's how I'm living my life right now.
I mean, yeah.
Do whatever I want.
Bruins hat and everything. He's wearing a Bruins hat in the studio. We haven't attacked him yet. Because Luke, I know, is a big-time Thrashers, Winnipeg Jets fan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Wow. Same team,
time.
Right?
Like, yeah, big
same,
time. Yeah. You got Scheifele. You got Line A, you know.
Never been to Winnipeg, but
yeah,
that's my team.
Yeah, Connor Hellebuck, the goalie, really coming on.
All the guys.
All those guys. All right, we're getting to the section of time here where we need to read a PSA.
PSA, pedestrian safety is a two-way street. I think about that all the time. both drivers and walkers and runners need to do their part to keep the road safe. When you're driving, drive at a safe speed, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking or running, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, always use crosswalks, and obey all traffic signals. This life-saving message is from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Also, put your phone away.
Yeah, you gotta put your phone away when you're walking or running. That's a big one. Where are you running right now, Luke?
I mix it up a lot, but recently I've been going down just like Mass Ave, or just kind of like, what do you call it? Like Southeast Cambridge. No, Southeast Somerville, like just that
like,
way.
Like Mystic Valley? Like no. Parkway? Like doing that?
I don't really know, honestly. I just kind of run, and then I turn around at some point, and then I come back.
That's some real cherries of fire right there.
Yeah. Or like Union Square. That's where I was the other day.
Okay, yeah.
Somewhere
that's
over
what
there.
I'm talking about.
I just run, and then I come back.
Yeah.
That's a great statement.
Hey, things don't need to be complicated. I like that.
Yeah.
All right, let's go in. More music.
Yeah. motherfucker once again.
Yeah.
of Bo Medford.
That's right. Do that whole thing one more time.
All right, you're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO Radio.
Nailed it. No, you messed up. WMFO in Medford.
WMFO Radio in Medford.
You can't use the word radio in between WMFO and Medford.
Yeah, you have to say it exactly like how it says right there. Okay. Or the top one.
The government's listening.
Say exactly.
Are we on air right now?
Yeah, this is a 100% being recorded, and you have to, yeah.
All right, this is Fast and Loose, WMFO in Medford.
There it is.
This is DJ Luke Downtown.
And yes. Yes!
And I'm here with Nate and Anton.
There it is. Luke just took over the show.
Lucas, you have the hour. This is it. Every week, this is you. Yeah. Oh man. Gosh.
What did we hear?
What we just heard was "Strangers" by Lotus Plaza, and then we heard "If I Was a Folk Star" by The Avalanches, and then it was "Cherry Colored Funk" by Cocteau Twins.
Big time, and now major.
And now, what are we listening to?
Yeah, we got. We got time for one more song. Do you have one? You want to play?
I got one.
All right, we got one more song left here. This is it. This is WMFO in Medford. This is Fast and Loose. We got another show coming in here after we're done. I'd like to thank Luke and for Anton for traveling different distances, but traveling nonetheless to be here today. This was a ton of fun and a lot of great feedback. Tara wants me to tell you that list in January that comes out. So here's the thing. Okay, you're on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Okay. Be friends with Anton. Every year he does an end of the year list.
Oh, man.
And it's become, I think the list has now like superseded like you,
myself.
like that's, the list is bigger than any of us.
You're putting me on blast here.
Yeah, it wow. like this is now, like the end of the year, like it's a basically best albums, best songs, end of the year.
Man.
And I would say that it does more for me than like literally any internet, like anything.
Pitchfork or anything.
Yeah, anything like that. Because wow. It's like somebody that you know who like puts the work in still. And he's like writing parts. Like it's like a production.
Oh, wow.
So now I have to do it.
You have to. I mean, you're not going to not do it. All right?
That's true.
Okay. How many viewers?
I'd say it's double digits. I probably get the double digits. It's pretty big.
It's a big deal. I would say at least 30 to 40 comments every year.
Oh, man.
Probably 3 people in real life talk to me about it. So, I mean, that's more than zero.
That's more than zero.
Yeah. If you'd be so kind as to accept my Facebook request,
All right.
I will read
it. We have
it.
To take this off air.
He's a good follow in general. Like, you know, just in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, sweet. We got a new show. All right, let's get off the air. One more here, and something that you can fade out to. So,
all right.
Love you, I do.